Hello, this is J-Rock coming at you guys today with a very special guest. Here today we have Brandon Allen. He plays in the band Everyone Dies in Utah. He's originally from Logan, West Virginia, currently living in Texas. And he's going to be talking to you guys about a few different things, including the newest song that they have, X. And they just recently played Vans Warped Tour, so hopefully we can get some details on that. Brandon, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
All right, Brandon, before we get started, if you don't mind, could you tell me a little bit about how you got into the rock music world? Tell me a little bit about it.
I mean, like, from starting, like, playing guitar, like, actually being in the industry itself.
Well, let's start from when you started playing guitar. Tell me a little bit about that.
Oh, man. Basically my entire life. Yeah, I started playing when I was, I don't remember how old I was, but it was like early middle school, and then I started getting better in like high school, and I knew that's what I wanted to do, so.
So you knew from middle school that you definitely wanted to pursue a professional musician role?
Oh, yeah. It's always been in my blood, so.
Good answer. Let me continue. Let me further that question. What is it like playing for Everyone Dies in Utah? What is it like?
Oh, it's been great, man. It's definitely something I was never expecting to do in my entire life. Going from, like, being in local bands and stuff like that, doing smaller stuff, to actually traveling around the world and doing stuff, and working with all the companies that I've always loved growing up, such as Dean. I just joined Dean Guitars. You know, my favorite guitar player is a Dean artist. You know, I work with companies like EMG. I did work with Legator, but I don't use them anymore. And Ernie Ball, you know, they give me strings. So it's definitely pretty cool, you know, getting to do all this stuff. You know, it's something you can't really explain until you do it, but you know, it's been a ride for sure.
All right. If you don't care, let's take a brief moment. I want to let everyone who's listen to your new track single, X. Let's go ahead and play just a little bit of that for everyone that's listening. Hang on. And that is a preview of the song X from Everyone Dies in Utah. A little clip of it rather than preview. Let me use my different words there. Can you tell me a little bit about the motivation for this new track single, this new album?
The idea actually came from Danny. You know, he has some family, that are close to him that struggle with depression, and the entire song's about that. And, he originally wrote the song a long time ago, and we officially didn't make it a song until this year. But definitely, Danny's was the motivation for that song, in my opinion. And you know, it turned out great. You know, he did good, and we all got together, and we just made it happen.
So, would you say that is something you guys do often? Do you like kind of put certain lyrics and certain music pieces back, and then like maybe like a year or so down the road, you finally you go back to that, and then just build on it?
Well, that's what happened with that song. As far as the other stuff we've been writing, no, that's not how it happened. But with that song, yeah, that is how that happened.
Okay. Tell me what was it like playing Vans Warped Tour? Because I know that is such a huge deal. I was so impressed to see you guys on that lineup. You guys are doing such big things. Tell me a little bit about that.
Actually, the guys have they've played Warped Tour before in the past. I think maybe like two or three other times, I want to say. But for me, that was definitely an eye opener, being in the industry. That was watching all my favorite bands growing up play Warped Tour, and knowing that the level of effect that had on kids, you know, in our music scene, all over the United States, and even in like Australia and Japan and stuff, I think Warped Tour goes over there. But to be able to do that, and actually, we actually had a beer with the owner of Warped Tour, Kevin Lyman. He's good buddies with our manager, and we got to meet him. We went to his tour bus. We got to meet him, and he talked to us about, you know, ending the tour and what's next. And hopefully, we get to be a part of the 25th anniversary tour. Or it's not a tour. Next year, they're doing a 25th anniversary. It's there's gonna be like one festival in June in like San Francisco or something, and then one in July somewhere like on the East Coast, and then another one in August. I don't know where that'll be, but you know, we have hopes of being on that as well. So, but yeah, that was pretty awesome.
Excellent. And you was telling me that you guys had a new tour set up for Europe. Do you want to talk about that a little bit?
Oh yeah, we haven't announced it yet, but yeah, we have a tour in Europe. We'll be over there from, you know, pretty much all of January, and we won't be back until like the 1st of February.
Wow.
But yeah, that's definitely one of the cool things that's came along, is getting to do that. You know, I never would have thought, coming from, you know, a small nobody town like Logan, you know, where there's really nothing for anybody there, to traveling the world playing music. Pretty cool.
Yeah, that's definitely crazy. Let me ask you this. As far as, you know, your band members, do you guys share similar tastes in music? Do you guys like a lot of the same bands? Would you say that you guys have different tastes?
Actually, that's a good question. Believe it or not, you know, I mean, we obviously all like metal because that's what we play.
Mm-hmm.
But none of us, I think Danny, other than Danny, but none of us other than Danny actually listen to metal outside of everyone that's in Utah. I mean, I love metal. I mean, I listen to stuff like Asking Alexandria and you know, Bring Me the Horizon and stuff like that, and Bullfrog and all that, and all those bands, you know, I listen to them, but I'm more open to stuff like The Killers and Angels and Airways, and I've been listening to, believe it or not, a lot of 303. That was a big thing for me back in the day. I got to meet those guys too, which was pretty cool.
Yeah, I saw that. Got to meet pretty jealous.
Yeah, we were like parked just a few spaces from them, and yeah, I was on my way back. I think I was going to get dressed or something. I can't remember. And he had just walked out of the tour bus. I had seen him walk over there before. I had noticed him going over there. But as I was going over there, he was leaving his tour bus, and he noticed that I almost got hit by a car. So that was a pretty awkward encounter. But, yeah, it was kind of cool.
Jeez. All right, man. Well, listen, I really appreciate that you took the time for this podcast for me. And I'm sure, you know, all of our listeners will appreciate it as well. I can't wait to get this out there to them. Hopefully, we'll get this uploaded with Spotify and iTunes as well as the Cast app for all of our subscribers. But, man, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. And all the best luck to Everyone Dies in Utah. You guys are amazing. I love your sound. You guys are on my playlist personally, and everyone should definitely go check you guys out because you guys are very talented.
Thanks, man.
All right. Until next time, guys.